Hello, are you Shane? How you doing, man? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, man. It's
What is
good
this
to see
episode
you.
312?
I needed to see you. I needed my rock.
It's wild,
I've been
man.
out. You were gone. I could feel it. I was drifting at sea. I was
Yeah, where
missing.
were
I've
you?
been Mr. Cool, bro.
Where were you be exactly? I was calling you.
I've been too cool. I've been too cool to answer.
Yeah, I
I've been
noticed.
too. I just need to chill.
What you been
My
up to?
wicked ways.
You went back up to the
Went to the Big
devil's the
Apple
den
and
of sin.
immediately fell into sin. The first night I was there, I dosed my good friend
Yeah. So
Jason
how integral were you to
with
this
extra acid.
plot?
I was 30% guilty
Gotcha.
of the, yeah.
So you
Out of three people, I was 30%.
well, with a dose, usually somebody provides the dose. That's part of your arm.
Lewis brought the dose to the table,
Gotcha.
so he's culpable for that. Tried to dose Ari. Ari deflected the dose and gave it to Jay.
How did Ari know he was getting
I told
dosed?
Ari.
Oh,
I said,
okay.
Lewis is trying to dose you.
Did Lewis tell you?
Yeah, Lewis did it directly in front of me. And was like, don't tell Ari. And I was like, okay, I won't. I
Yeah.
immediately walked inside and told Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my plan would have been to have dosed Lewis
Sure.
or no one.
True.
In hindsight, no one. But at the time, it was rumpus
Well, at the
time.
time, it's rumpus
It
time.
was rumpus,
Beers are going
dude.
around. Someone has
Beers were
some.
going
How
around.
much did he have on him? Like a little vial, like a little liquid
I don't
vial?
know. I only saw somebody. It was a tab. He handed it to him. Put it
Oh.
in a beer.
And let it kind of.
Yeah.
I thought he had like a
But
vial of liquid
it was
LSD. I was like,
funny.
damn.
I stand by that. It was funny. The
Sure.
episode was funny. But, then you feel bad. Once your friend's bummed, you're like, oh,
Yeah,
man,
it's
maybe
all.
that was. And then every single person I told was like, what are you doing? I was
Yeah.
like, I thought it was, I wouldn't care. I was
Yeah.
like, I wouldn't care. And everybody I told was like, that's like really fucked up, man. That would be like a real problem.
Yeah, well, if you
I'm
put
like,
someone
all
in
right.
Nego prison,
Yeah.
that's pretty
But even
tough.
that, even if you get out of the Nego prison, then it's funny.
Yeah.
Once you're out of a Nego prison, it's like, damn, dude, I was
How long was he in
fucked
how long
up.
was he in a
I
Nego
think
prison
Jay
for?
was in, we were all, I was in a Nego prison. I felt so bad, dude. Which was funny because, like, the day after, I was like, hilarious. This was so funny. And then I started telling people, and they were like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, man.
And I was like, all right, maybe I'm an idiot. Ari was my rock there.
He was like, no,
Ari was like, it
Joseph.
was funny. And I was like, I agree, it was.
Yeah, dosing people and getting dog's eye or like a similar camp. People are like, no, it's legitimately funny to get a dog high. People are like, no, it's really fucked up.
Yeah, well, what happened was I did Metzger's podcast, and I like brought it up thinking it'd be funny. I was like, yeah, well, Jay got dosed, and he was like, why would you ever do that? Who did that? And I was like, mostly Ari. I was like, look, man, it wasn't me. Just instantly backpedaled.
What was even? I don't understand. So you just knew what was going on. You were just culpable through. You got a. You
I
did
was
a.
like, why don't you fucking drink up to Jay? I was like, you and me should chug, like stuff like
But
that.
you
It
chugged it
was.
along with him.
I did drink it after with him.
Wait, so he took a sip and then you're like,
He
how?
took a good sip,
And
and then
then.
I would argue I drank more of it than him, but
Yeah.
it was voluntary,
True.
so it's not as
Yeah.
tough. Anyway,
Dude, well, it's also
it
just.
just put me in a sad, like, damn, dude,
Why did I do
is this
that?
what I'm doing now?
If you
Like,
get.
man, I was close to like some pretty serious success. Now I'm just dosing my friends with acid
Yeah,
and feeling guilty for like a week. I've
you don't
become
have
a
enough
complete
evil. You don't
loser.
have enough evil hippie in you to do
I
that.
don't. Ari might be the king evil hippie.
I think so, dude.
He actually might be the king evil
Well, he
hippie.
deflected. If people are trying, first of all, if people are trying to dose you, you have way too much proximity to evil hippiedom,
Yeah.
because that's their only threat. If you deal with like rogue hippies, they constantly threaten each other by giving each other mega doses of acid because most of them are kind of pussies.
Yeah.
So they won't like fight each other. I've dealt with people like this for a long time, and they won't ever like threaten violence, but they'll be like, I'll give you like 2,000
I'll
hits in.
kill you.
I'll drive you insane.
Yeah.
Dude, it's weird, and they like threaten each other with that. But all the only thing that cures that is like, or the only like thing against that is like, yeah, I don't go to like Grateful Dead cover band shows. And like, fuck,
Yeah, we'll never get him.
inconceivable. How are we gonna get him then?
Yeah, this
Remember they would
was.
all talk about that, and I'm like, dude, unless you can get into my house. I was living in New Jersey at the time. I'm like,
You're getting
I don't hang
threats?
out with you guys. No, they were like, back in my evil hippie day, my own evil hippie
You
days,
had a bit of
dude.
an evil hippie day.
I just was around them. I wasn't an evil hippie.
It
I was just, just MIDI man doing all
was
my
like
stuff,
me. You were
dude.
like me now. I'm amongst some evil
You have to be. They
hippies.
cluster, dude, in some places. They somehow
Yeah.
rise up. I mean, dude, when they're harnessing that kind
Ari being an evil hippie is
of.
He is, dude.
Nobody wants to accept they're an evil hippie.
No, everybody,
people get so
Christian. We call this one dude from Helium an evil hippie. Every time I see him, every single time I see him for like 3 years, he's been like, "I'm not an evil hippie, man." And then he says some crazy evil hippie shit. I'm like, he's like, polyamory's all right. I'm like, yeah, you're an evil hippie, dude.
Yeah, like your version of polyamory, almost like bully your girlfriend into a threesome.
I didn't say that.
I'm not saying he'll do exactly that, but that, they
didn't. Not him. Not different evil hippie. Different evil hippie.
Yeah, but that's the evil hippie. That's him. Evil. Yeah, but come on, man, don't be so fucking.
Like we should like open things up.
Or I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, classic evil hippie.
You gotta watch him, man. I'm telling you, I was in the belly of the beast for a while, and I remember, you know. This is all for entertainment purposes. But long, long time ago, 10 years ago, I remember I was giving this guy a quarter pound of weed and him and his friend were splitting it. Dude, they were like this.
Yeah.
And I watched him chintz his friend out of $50. It was one of those things where it was like, the guy was like, how much was this? And the guy was like, $900. And it was like $800. And I remember looking at him like, damn, that's your boy, dude. Evil hippie dumb. And then
that is evil.
They'll just like lie, steal, and kill, dude, just so they can follow some shitty band around all summer. They'll fuck people over. They'll sell you like shitty fake weed. They'll just fuck people over constantly and then go sit at a music festival and be like, yeah, man, oh, this is what it's about. And it's like, dude, you just devastated a bunch you took a bunch of people's money, did it. You're like, oh, I'll just mail this out. They just take it. And then they just fucking go and follow like the string cheese incident. And they're like, whoa. And it's like, you fucking assholes. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
And then
stay
they get
away.
Pussy.
They get like.
They trick women via drugs into having sex.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a sick move. Evil hippies also always tend to have coke or like something on the side that's like a little more nefarious.
Yeah, no, they do. Usually, the roads usually lead to that. Or, dude, just, I remember I'd be in a guy's house. He's like, yeah, I mean, I shoot H every now and again. It's not a big deal. I'd be like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, the roads of evil hippiedom lead pretty much to heroin.
Yeah,
they'll like get. Yeah, it's not a good path, dude. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I appreciate it. You've got experience with them. I'm new to the hippies. I'm new to the evil hippies.
I was very disappointed. I remember first meeting hippies and be like, "Oh, you guys seem cool."
Yeah.
And you see their inner workings, and you're like, "Ugh."
Yeah, they're gross.
Once they link up onto the dark web, dude, it's over. It's over, dude. That's how all like the ecstasy gets into grade schools. It's just some evil hippie being like, "Whoa, nice man. What is age, dude?"
Yeah.
They're just committing horrible crimes.
You saw me asking what is age right before this episode started. What even is age, dude? This girl is so hot. I hope she's fucking all right.
Well, look, you just uncovered a serious.
I uncovered a
nuts.
Sick life hack. If any of you are also fucking fat perverts, look, you go on Instagram, click the location. You know how people like tag their location? Mm-hmm. Click the location. It's always, no matter where it is, it's always just hot chicks posing. Mm-hmm. No matter what. Dude, I clicked Vietnam. And it was just hot chicks.
Hot pregnant chicks at that.
There was one that was like a hot pregnant Asian, a whole thing dedicated to hot pregnant Asian ladies. Never saw anything like it.
Yeah, it's weird
just
how
before
information
this started.
Gets kind of arranged now.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Why would we want to collect this specifically?
Click Disneyland, it was just hot chicks.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, you showed me. If you type in like, if you were to type in right now like Maniunk, it would just be like some hot chick by a river just being like... Well, it's got to be sad for the women who... That's like a viable thing for a chick to do right now, and it's just like... When it ends, dude. Like, if you spent your whole life trying to be a hot chick on the internet, first of all, dime a dozen. Second of all, unless you're doing something else, man, it's fucking... I was weird. Me and Noah were talking on the way over here. We're talking about hostesses. And he was saying his bae had to fill out a job application.
Hostesses are so hot.
That's what I said. He was like, laughing. She had to fill out an application. And I'm like,
they have like a 3-year life shelf life, dude.
No, did I not exactly?
Did you say that?
Well, it was basically like, why is there an application? Like, are you a hot young chick? Okay, you have the job.
Yes.
You do understand when you're 27, you'll get fired. Okay, yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Young
chicks.
They have the lifespan of like an NFL running back. They're good like 2-3 years of like heavy carries, and then it's like, get them out, replaceable.
Yeah
they fucking. Yeah, hot hostesses are nice. I like that.
Hostesses are hot. Or the restaurant's getting the hot. It's like the hottest chicks you have access to, that's who you hire. Sometimes you'll see the hostess, and, you know, it's a good litmus test for the whole town. You'll be like, this is your prima donna? This is who you present me? Yeah. I'm here to dine.
I need to get hard before I eat chicken fingers as a 32-year-old, before I order chicken fingers.
Yeah, I mean, think about the fact they lead you to the table. What are you doing while
you look at the menu and you just go, nah, you know what, I'll just get the chicken fingers. You guys have chicken fingers?
Yeah, man. Right this way, and you're just like... Phew. Sorry, no, I don't mean to put smut on your girl's name.
No, dude, I've dated a couple.
That's a hot chick position.
Yeah, it's a good thing. If you're dating a lady that is a waitress, good on you. You're dating a hot.
I'm talking about the hostess. Hostesses are the hottest.
Hostess is the hottest. Waitress.
Hostess is the hottest. Queen waitresses, waitress. That's when they start, you fall from grace of hostess.
Waitress is where, you, like, that's when they put you out to pasture.
Yeah, like grab a fucking
they're
tray.
Like, all right, you're done. You've grabbed your
You're worthless.
Yeah. You graduated. You're out of your hot hostess days. Now it's time they put you out to pasture, and then you waitress for a while until shit just really falls apart.
And you waitress at like cool restaurants, and then you hit like 35-40 dinerdom.
Diner.
You're at the diner.
Diner.
You're at the diner, dude.
Diner.
You better let truckers pinch your ass. You're fired.
Jeez. This is a dark world.
I mean, I don't think they let truckers pinch your ass, but
I think they might.
They might say something about it.
Dude, and then as a trucker, then you hit the showers. You ever see those?
What showers?
Dude, every fucking like loves, every truck stop has showers. You know this?
No.
Rest stops have showers. Dude, I go through, I drive a lot, and a lot of the rest stops.
Catch a shower?
I've considered catching a shower just because of how funny that would be.
Are they
just,
like NFL type shower? Are they truckers?
I don't know.
I've
never gone into the locker room. It's truck stops have showers. And then you'll always hear while you're in the. First off, you've seen what's being sold. So it's just a giant shop of like walking sticks, like medieval snow globes, like just garbage. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you'll hear like shower B7 is ready. And you'll just see a fat dude walk to the back.
Oh.
And just...
His ass is itchy as can be, dude.
You know how shitty that guy's ass has to be for him to be like, all right, I'm going to... I need a shower at this Love's.
I like to think that they're all in
right
there
past
like,
the claw machine. You got to walk past like six claw machines to get naked at a gas station. Damn.
I just like to think of them all showering like a football team. There's just a bunch of truckers.
Dude's washing up. God damn it. Fucking 60s tough today, huh?
Yeah, dude. Truckers, I mean, dude, they're just so tortured sexually. Like, they have to fucking shower with other men. They get people on. They have hookers on the CB radio. Man. All truckers must be so sexually confused, dude.
Man.
You have hookers coming up, like, I'm going to suck your dick. And then you're just in the shower with the dudes
again.
No, you're like, I don't know what I am anymore. Oh.
Fuck. Good time, though. I mean, I remember being a kid thinking being a trucker would be sick.
Yeah.
That cabin, that bed in the back. That's the coolest thing ever. Now you see what it becomes. You see those dudes out there.
Just... I mean, do you think trucks ever start rocking to some of those guys like jerking off? Imagine your truck rocking. You're like, oh, God damn it.
Wow. Yeah, those guys must be they probably pull over and jerk off. Anytime you see a truck at that emergency pull off, like on the turnpike, that is a beat. That's a beat, dude. That was a guy who was driving. It was like, oh! Yeah, he's listening to like Playboy radio on Sirius XM. Like, my panties are so wet. He's like, oh, God, I got to pull over. Listen to Howard Stern, some lady on a Sibian.
Do they have
once a lady got on the Sibian, 1,000 trucks across the country just burn.
They dropped the Jake brake.
Going straight up that fucking runaway truck. The ramp. Just like.
They should have like a pressure gauge on their prostate. So like they look over, like, oh, shit, I got to pull over. Fucking prostate's fucking at a 3-day max.
Man, those girls getting on Sibians on Howard Stern. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, kind of like, vaguely.
Oh.
I remember just seeing like blurred out boobs at nighttime at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Or 11 p.m. going on there and being like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What's this guy about?
Yeah.
That was like my older brothers were watching that more, and I would kind of come in and be like,
I was
this?
Never really into Howard Stern that much until I got older. I got older. That's when I got into like O&A and all that stuff.
That's
but
funny.
Like,
I always found his stuff too problematic when I was like,
I swear to God, I did.
Really?
When I was a kid, I was like, this is crap.
You didn't like it.
Junk, dude. I've always done things and felt horribly guilty.
Yeah.
So like even watching like late night, if that came on, I'd be like, turn it. And then like, you know, act like, dude, Like, literally just flip through the channels just to see it real quick and then keep going. Like, I wasn't even looking
at it.
So it
was a battle of good and evil. So
yeah, I've always had that, dude.
Really?
Yes. Even today.
Dude,
to this day, if I do something, I feel bad.
You're a principled man. You're a principled man.
Yeah, but sometimes it's gay. Sometimes it's gay.
What do you mean?
I almost apologize to Godfrey. I took some shots at Godfrey.
What happened?
Towards the end of that. I was Mr. Cool, dude.
Oh, at LLS?
Yeah. So I had Mr. Cool.
So you had like you guys.
Somebody brought up Godfrey, and that had been weighing on me a little while because he did a full episode basically calling us Klansmen, you and I.
Jacked up.
He was like, I don't think that's a joke. I think that's actually how they talk.
Like Scottish Klansmen?
True. Maybe.
Like Bravehearts?
Now that I think about it.
I'll take that.
Yeah, he called us some Bravehearts. He called us Bravehearts for like an hour.
Is he talking about the original use of like an African clan, hunter-gatherer? I'll take that.
True. But this is coming from a guy who got fired from SiriusXM for homophobic remarks.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, all these people.
So he's hot potatoing.
He did hot potato.
He's trying to trade like gay stuff. What did he say?
I forget. What did he say about gay people?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably nothing.
Yeah.
Probably nothing to get fired for. But, I had a couple.
Noah,
took some shots.
Noah, dig up some dirt.
Let's figure out what he got fired for, and I will condemn him publicly.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe he said bad words.
Out what Godfrey got in trouble for? We need to know. But yeah, that's
But yeah, then I felt
so bad. He was saying, no, these guys.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly,
go off, the hoods go up.
Yes,
and then like
he was like, they weren't kidding. This is a real conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan.
Why don't we have him on?
Yeah, I would. He's fucking jacked, dude. He'd fuck us up.
I did 200 push-ups today. Ran 2 miles.
Us, dude, Godfrey would fuck us up.
Butt fuck him, dude.
Godfrey will fuck us up.
Nah, because if I jump on him, we got me and you, LeMaire.
That's not good luck. No. LeMaire, you're gonna have to throw some punches if we jump Godfrey. We gotta get you in there.
So what happened? So you rode on him?
Rode on him pretty hard.
What happened?
I was just like, yo, he's 58 and just signed a contract at Gaz Digital, dude. He's done, dude. Fuck that guy. I know, it was funny. It was funny. But then, like, you know, I'm sitting there. I felt horrible about Jay because Jay wasn't talking to me, and I felt sad that I hurt my friend.
During the thing, he turned on you during the production?
No, after.
Oh.
And then I was like, man, I sound like a pussy for talking shit on the man's career. I should have just called him a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got over it.
Homophobic.
I got over it. I was sitting there playing NCAA. I was like, I'm so gay. Just playing. Just playing NCAA in my basement. Oh, Wes Watson.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right. Not the career I thought I'd have.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks to have like an average career.
On a video game?
On a video game, dude. I was like 7-5.
You'd think they would give you some wins, man. No. They want to stop the mass shootings. They can't be letting people go 7. They got to like...
Nobody that plays NCAA has ever done a mass shooting.
You don't think so?
Literally never.
You think it's pretty safe?
That is not a game for shooters.
What do you think shooters... Well, I mean, obviously...
Shooters play...
Some COD, some GTA.
They love Call of Duty.
GTA.
Definitely. Yeah, but I think shooters are playing like shit we've never even heard of. Shit LeMaire would know about.
Like Dark Guardians.
LeMaire, what's like a dork game?
Guardians Realm 3.
Dark Souls.
Shooters are playing Dark Souls.
So they're playing like fantasy based.
They're playing fantasy, yeah.
True.
Only true ballers play NCAA. So you
only
get.
We found out why Godfrey got fired.
All right, what is it?
You
got to talk into the mic. Have you tried this? This is why you deserve an agent.
Godfrey got fired from SiriusXM over a disrespectful gay security guard, and it's a DJ Vlad video. So,
yeah. Oh, there's a gay security guard who's probably like, faggot motherfucker! That fruity bitch! He was just joshing. Doesn't matter. Actually, look it up. It will be funny to make one of you read the transcript. Don't watch the video.
Yeah. So there's a gay security guard. How'd they know the security guard was gay?
I think he said he was gay.
Halt. I'm gay.
Stop right there. I'm going to need you to check in with your fine dick. Your big old dick. Let me see your ID.
Sign right there.
Oh, you got good hands, boy. Damn, girl, look at those nails.
So he was accosted by a gay security guard. That's far. First of all, that's the funniest fucking beef. Have beef with a security guard.
You get fired from SiriusXM.
I'd be so mad, dude.
You know how much money that is?
I don't know. Probably a lot.
That gay security guard sent him straight to Gas Digital, dude.
Sent him right to debtor's prison,
dude. Tombstoned him straight through the fucking floor. Just straight to Gas Digital. It's a tough hell.
Podcast hell, dude.
You'll now be the 8th most popular podcast on Gas Digital.
Fuck, man.
But
that's pretty funny. So I need to know what happened. First of all, before I proceed, I have to know.
Okay, here's a synopsis. Godfrey explained how a rant he did live on air after witnessing a security guard disrespect a SiriusXM subscriber. He said that the security guard was a gay man, but he was adamant that his rant wasn't homophobic.
What? You're teasing us, dude.
He was talking to a he saw a security guard being disrespectful to someone who's like, I subscribe to Sirius, but they're being disrespectful gaily. And then Godfrey made fun of it, and then they fired him for that.
So he claims it wasn't homophobic.
Yeah.
But in the rant, he included somebody's sexuality.
Yeah.
All right.
So what, the gay security guard disrespected a Sirius listener?
Yes.
And on behalf of SiriusXM, Godfrey condemned homosexuality.
No, you got to have this wrong. The security guard was gay, correct?
Yes.
The listener was, who knows?
The listener. Yeah.
Bi.
He was bi. Naturally, we're all
definitely
bi. Go ahead.
I'm going to assume bi. And then Godfrey criticized the security guard. He criticized the homosexual man.
Yes.
Over the airwaves.
Shameful act, dude. That's very Klansman-esque.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Got a Klansman on our hands. Godfrey.
You must be in the Ku Klux Klan.
After hearing this, I assume you're in the Klan.
Must be a terrorist.
I can't even imagine.
He's easily, he must be connected to Boko Raton or whatever.
Yeah. True. No, dude, I'm going to keep his name out of my mouth, though.
He's probably bombed a whole school.
Godfrey's going to fucking tee off. I'm going to get my ass kicked by the 7-Up guy. Bad, dude. Godfrey will fuck me up.
Just claim gay.
Yeah, if I
claim gay with the final nail in the coffin.
While he's trying to get me off.
He beats you up like, ah.
No, God, yeah, he's going to fuck me up. I'm going to have to DM him and apologize after this.
You think so?
I'll feel horrible. No, I didn't. I didn't DM.
You have to.
I typed it out. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing, dude?
Well, you're a nice person. You don't want people,
He took the first shot. That's the thing. He swung at us, and then it's like I made fun of him back, and then I still feel bad because that is pussy shit. To have a podcast beef or a comedy beef is gay. That is gay.
It's pretty funny, yeah.
So maybe I'm homophobic by calling Godfrey gay for having a comedy beef.
Can you be gay against a homophobe?
Homophobic against a homophobe? True.
It cancels out, dude.
Cancels Everyone's out. Now we're gay. Just bi together. I'm bi.
If you and Godfrey kiss, they should reinstate your guys'
everything. True.
You guys should be like, look, if we make out.
Fuck. I got to talk to Godfrey about this.
If you guys make out and then vote for Joe Biden, they should be like, all right. You guys are both reinstated.
That might work.
I don't know, dude.
If I start making out black dudes, I'm definitely going to be accepted.
You'll get something.
I'll get something. Well, man, tell you what I'll get.
What?
Never mind. Oh, dude, speaking of the joke I wasn't going to make, there's these pills that, dude, I was watching, fuck was I watching? I was watching some sport with Phil. I think it was just golf.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't have been golf because there were AIDS pills commercials. Anyway, there was HIV pills commercials. And I was like, Dad, you're going to need some of those. And he was like, what's that? And he started watching the commercial. And he was like, what? I was like, because you have gay AIDS. And he was like, he got so upset, dude. It's so funny. Just being like, Dad, you're going to need some of this. I forget the name of the pill. It's just two gay dudes like sitting on a dock being like, we have it. We're good. You know, it's great.
Why wouldn't that be golf? Aren't golfers?
Golf's
would be
no way
gay.
They'd be advertising.
You think golf strictly
hetero? Phil's still anti-Tiger Woods, dude.
He's gotten still that holding beef. It down for him philandering?
Yeah. And I was like, dude, Tiger's the man. Tiger is the man.
He was saying he was a cheater.
And then he was like, I heard he fucked this other golfer, Duffner's wife. That's when it's fucked up. And I was like, this seems like a Duffner problem. Bringing your wife to a hotel with other golfers and she ends up banging Tiger Woods.
Is that a Gillis issue? Is it Duffner
problem? That's a Duffner problem.
For sure.
And then I looked into Duffner's,
also, you should have been better
Duffner's
at golf.
Wife. Duffner's wife also banged a couple other players.
Yeah.
So that's not a Tiger thing. He was just bringing a whore in.
Yeah, he married a whore.
He had a whore wife.
And you weren't,
a hot
good,
whore
you weren't
wife.
Good enough at golf to
Duffner was
keep
nasty.
A whore powers in check.
Duffner, and then I looked up Duffner and he was a little chubby guy.
Really?
Real sad thing. Dude, imagine if...
Cucked nationally?
Cucked by Tiger Woods and you played against him and he just fucked you up every week in golf.
And
he banged your wife.
Are golf wives typically sluts?
Yes.
Okay.
They must be, dude. They're only marrying white dorks.
True.
That are millionaires. True. They have to be sluts.
Yeah, and they're never golfers. Typically, we got actually some heat for making fun of golfers. But yeah,
golfers get so dude, they have that Phil gene. I think golfers have gay AIDS. And they're all like, "What? Golf's think a hell of a sport.
It's the perfect sport for you to get cheated on. You're gone reliably. Like nobody golfs and comes right back. You're gone 8 hours a day. The fucking walls are down, dude.
And Tiger's in the hotel. Tiger Woods is in the hotel.
Exactly.
Known billionaire.
Yeah. True. The thing you're doing every weekend, jacked. They just watch it on TV.
Greatest of all time at the thing your husband does.
Yeah. Comes through the hotel, signs an autograph. It's a wrap. Just to get you back for being gone every Saturday. You should be home with the kids. You work Monday through Friday, then you leave all day Saturday. Unacceptable.
I'm going to blow one of your coworkers.
Just hit balls in the backyard, dude.
True.
You don't got to go do it.
Duffner.
Just hit them.
Shout out Duffner. That might be my new favorite.
Yeah.
Little chubby guy.
Just getting caught.
I think he sucks now. I think since the cucking.
Dude, I wouldn't be able to play.
I would. Yeah, you'd have to quit. Or you have to kill your wife.
Or, no, because he wouldn't get alimony. Yeah, because I would say, if they got divorced and he had to pay her.
They did get divorced.
Did he? But yeah, he's right. He doesn't have to like pay her alimony, does he? I think you can get cheated on yourself to pay alimony.
Probably.
If you're Duffner, if you got that much money. So he might just
be. You guys looking at Duffner's hot wife?
No, I'm looking at Duffner.
Duffner's the man.
Yo, pull up his bae. How many do you think Tiger Woods
has? I've heard Duffner's bae is hot.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
And she's in there just fucking dudes in the hotel. That rules. It's actually cool. Tiger continues to dominate.
Is he still good?
And then I think he endorses Trump. He's so funny.
Does he?
I believe.
Huh. I think Trump's
a lot of great athletes have endorsed the dog.
He's all about winning, dude.
He's all about winning, and they're also retarded winners. Yeah. All these extremely great athletes are also retarded winners. So, like, Tom Brady, Conor McGregor, Masvidal, Tiger. That's a sick squad.
Pretty good, man. A lot of internet. dude, there's definitely a little. The breeze is blowing, man, because there's a lot of the internet personalities, a couple of them that I follow, are starting to, like, double down real hard on on like the right, basically.
Jimmy Gaffigan came out hard on
what did Gaffigan Trump dog. Say?
He unleashed fury on Trump, man.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
And people were like, "Fuck Gaffigan." It's like, no, Gaffigan's the man.
What did he say?
Let the boy roll, dude.
What did he say about the Trump man?
He was just, you know, he just had a spaz. He's like, "Trump's a fucking con man. Fuck this. This guy sucks."
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man.
His seemed legit. I don't know why. Well, I guess because he never said it ever until now. But Gaffigan's seemed. I don't know. Usually I'm very critical if I think somebody's being phony or like virtue signaling. So his seemed legit. I guess you'd have to see it.
Yeah. Did he do the Hot Pocket voice at all?
I know. I was thinking that too. Where it's like, it's such a hard thing to be like, we need to come together as a country. And so I'm like, hey, I like that guy. That's my president. Hey, mister.
Why? Well, I don't know, man. I was hearing someone today. I think my wife was talking to people about like.
You have to declare who you're voting for, Matt.
Dude, that,
you must.
That was people at the. She was talking to like vendors for the wedding, and they're like, you know, everything will be cool once we get. We just need to get our president out. We need a president in there who can handle a pandemic.
Oh,
it's like,
that's because they were talking to your wife.
True.
These are honkies.
Well,
were these honks?
No, but
not honks.
She fired a honk. A honk had a defund the police thing on her thing, and she called her and was like, "You're fired."
Oh, sick.
I don't want that kind of bullshit around my wife. No, she fired her.
That's
like,
great.
Like, well, I don't. And she was like, too bad. Like,
well, I'm a
police. Take that shit off of your fucking thing if you want to deal with the public. Yeah, she's a fucking thin blue line, bro.
She's part of the thin blue line.
But yeah, man. But she was talking to someone, and they're like, well, once we have you know this in here, then we'll be able to handle the pandemic. But it's like, dude, you fucking are like making cakes. What are you? You don't have any idea what you're talking. People are just like literally hearing shit online and reciting it.
I'm trying
like,
so hard to fucking. Not do anything, like, not be a part of any of it.
Yeah.
Like, just totally, like, I can't. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm easily swayed by shit.
Exactly.
I look at shit, I'm like, all right, well, that's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I know.
And then I recite it to somebody, and they're like, you're a fucking idiot. And I'm like, fuck, I guess I'm this again. Yeah. All right. I don't like the way that's going.